Welcome to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders who impact our community. Now, the recipient of three First Place Virginia Association of Broadcasters Awards and the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about the Fredericksburg Main Street Initiative this morning. Ann Glave, the executive director here, along with Scarlett Pons. She is the president of the board. It is good to have both of you back with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Thanks.
Good morning, Ted. Thank you.
We were just talking off the air about just the feel and the energy downtown. When you look at the calendar of what's coming up just in May in downtown Fredericksburg, it's amazing. I mean, it's packed. You can't say there's nothing to do around here.
That's very true. We have a lot of activities that happen downtown, and people are walking downtown. I'm hearing that from... the stores are telling me that they're seeing activity. There seems to be a really good buzz still going on. I think that's left over from Christmas.
Christmas was an interesting time because you did the red carpets and the stay open late. You saw the flags up for that, and that really was a turning point in some ways. There just was a lot of energy at Christmas time.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of energy with the open late flags came out. The downtown gift cards came out. We had a strong small business Saturday with the red carpets. Window Wonderland and Elfie Selfie. I mean, everybody was just really kind of on board. The windows were fantastic this year. I mean, people just really raised that notch of awareness and excitement for downtown for the holidays.
Did you see, I guess, have you seen that as a business owner downtown, Scarlett?
I definitely saw it. I felt like that one of the, I think the biggest contributors was the Open Late campaign. And just seeing all those yellow flags and seeing the number of stores that were open late. And the great thing about that is a number of us have continued to do that into the new year. So there's a couple of us that even did it during the winter, during the coldest month, but now you're seeing more of those flags come out now that it's springtime. So it's continuing that energy in that campaign.
And we hope to announce another Open Late initiative for the month of June and July and August as we are going forward because great weather, people are out, mm-hmm. You know, music series, and people are just on the streets. So that will just be a continuation of what we've been doing. So see more on that in the future.
Okay, well, we will watch for that. And you mentioned that, Scarlett. I did notice last week, being downtown last week one day, just the number of flags were up, and I thought this is really good that the open late wasn't just a lot of people didn't look at it and only do it during the Christmas holidays.
That's right. It wasn't just a one time. It wasn't just a one time thing. And you know the goal is to have that always happen. So with a lot of downtowns, you start with one night, and then over the years, hopefully, you pick up two nights or several nights during the week. And what's great with the stores is we don't always know who exactly is going to be doing it. But when you're a store owner like me, I can look down Caroline Street, and it's nice to see the other yellow flags. And I know I have a bunch of other stores that are staying open with me. So it's not only a good signal for the public, but it's a good signal for the business owners, too. I can look down the street and say, oh, my immediate neighbors, you know, Latitudes and Riverbee Books and, you know, et cetera, are staying open.
Yeah, that's a good selling point for downtown because you've got other businesses, if they want to do it, that they know I'm not going to be the only one, that
yes.
The more that are open, the more people you may attract downtown.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk to me about the Love FXBG campaign because that's been, Ann, a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, that came out actually from a combination with Gay Pons and Brian Lamb, and it was kind of an idea of our next campaign for Valentine's Day and also kind of a nice nod to Virginia's For Lovers campaign all at the same time.
Yeah.
And it just really took off. We had a logo that was designed. It was a social media for people to walk around and hold this little sign up to say, why do you love Fredericksburg? And it has just kind of taken off, and we're hoping it continues on. It's not just a February hearts thing. It's going to go forward along with, it's going to be one of our taglines for our fundraisers coming up. So it's been really exciting to see people posting all the different things that they love.
The thing itself is moves around town.
Well, there also is a... sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
It is a metal sculpture, and Scarlett can talk a little bit about the artists that donated their time to that.
Yeah, there was a local artist, Kevin Rodrigue, who designed and made the sculpture, and it started out at our place at Pawn Shop Studio, and then it went to Liberty Town Arts Workshop, and now I think it's at Artful Dimensions. So it's a sculpture that's been moving around, and it's just to engage the public a little bit and to get the word out with the hashtag LoveFXBG. And then we started out with a postcard to just explain to people, you know, take this postcard, take a photo of it, put it on, you know, Instagram or Facebook and hashtag it. And we got such great feedback from that we're now turning that into a bumper sticker. I know a lot of people came into our store and said this would make a great bumper sticker. So,
and many emails for that. So yes. Our bumper stickers will be going live this weekend for $4. For bumper stickers, you can either we can order it on the website and send it to you in the mail, or you can hopefully go by Liberty Town and a few other stores to pick them up so people can continue to spread the word through the bumper stickers.
Interesting. I wondered how long it would take for something like that around here, because you see, I noticed walking in downtown Richmond on Friday night how many of the RVA stickers you see in downtown Richmond.
Yes.
And I've often wondered, somebody's got to do something in Fredericksburg for that.
And we started it.
That answers my question. But it is things like having the sculpture and moving around, because I noticed when I first saw it in your store, Scarlett, then a lot of people, you get your picture taken with it, and you see it on Facebook, and that moves around. You've got the flags. And so when you do talk about this energy, you do see a number of things downtown that are going on.
And I think social media has also helped with that, because everybody's sharing that information, and it's just being tagged on from somebody else. So it's just a really good way to get the publicity out for what's happening downtown and just the general love for downtown. And it's great to see that momentum keep going.
And we've had a lot of, with the social media too, we've had two really great volunteers that have stepped up to help us with that too. So it's not just Anne or myself doing all of it, but we've had Lisa Durham and Susan Morgan, who's kind of take that on, and that are both just huge supporters of downtown, very social in their own way, and they've just joined us in our social media campaign and just taking great pictures and making sure that there's something, you know, on Facebook, Instagram, or even our Twitter account on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And that's helped tremendously.
And you can find a lot just on, if you like your Facebook page, you see at least a few times a day, usually, you're adding some kind of an update on something going on during the week.
Yes.
And I guess social media, like you say, Anne, has really helped get the word out on a lot of these things.
It has, and it was one of the things that came out of our lessons learned from the holidays, was that some of our downtown merchants needed to know how to do that better. I mean, they kind of knew a little bit about Facebook, but didn't really understand Twitter or Instagram or anything like that. So one of the things we've been doing is having some classes to help our downtown businesses get better at that, because the more everybody succeeds, again, the better off, you know, downtown, and it's perceived as being very energetic and acceptable. So we've had two classes that have gotten really well, and we have some more coming up in the future for that.
That's a great opportunity then for, and gives businesses something else that they can just giving them, just teaching them some tools to use to get people in the door.
Well, I think that's one of the things that Main Street should be doing, is helping the downtown businesses and property owners find the resources to make their business or their property better. So it's part of our job is to communicate where those resources are, and then also is to offer classes to educate on both cases.
Our focus this morning is the Fredericksburg Main Street Initiative and Glave and Scarlett Pons. Here, more coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
The Fredericksburg Main Street Initiative, our focus this morning with Scarlett Pons and Anne Glave. Hard to think about it, but the half marathon is almost here. Just a couple of weeks, we're going to be dealing with that. And it seems like just a couple of weeks ago, I was tracking you down at Christmas in downtown Fredericksburg, and we're talking about the half marathon.
The time is just flying so fast. I mean, I can't believe I've actually been here a year now. So, I mean, it's just, it's all going quickly. But the Historical Half Marathon is in less than 3 weeks, and it's one of our very first strong partnerships that we have. And what's really neat about it this year is their theme this year is love. I mean, they're starting the race at the expo, and they're actually moving the love letters that are at the visitor center for the start.
Uh-huh.
And they've come to us to partner with them this year, and we're just, it's a great way for us to expose Fredericksburg to potentially 30,000 more people that come through the expo that weekend.
Well, and this ties in with, we just talked about the Love Fredericksburg campaign, and what good timing.
It seems like a perfect partnership with us. I think Scarlett can tell you that they've tried to get with us before, and we just weren't ready to do that. But we've had some good, strong volunteers. We call them our downtown champions, have come forward to help us coordinate that. And April Peterson from River Rock Outfitters has been our number one champion. And as a veteran business, they've barely been supported with the Historical Half Marathon.
The Historic Half Marathon brings in so many people to this area, and I guess that's another opportunity to introduce people from out of town to what downtown Fredericksburg has to offer.
It is, and it's one of the it's one of the benefits, and it's why it's so great to have an event like that in our area, because we're so diverse. You know, you have the ability to have a large starting line in Central Park that has the space, but then you're able to take all those runners through someplace very scenic, mm-hmm. like the historic downtown. So it's this great combination of both. And like Ann said, it's this is the first year. I'm so excited because they've been contacting us for a couple years. You know, we want to partner. When they heard we were starting a Main Street program, and this is the first year that we've been able to fully partner with them, and they're excited, and we're excited, and it's a great way to show off our downtown, and to introduce people to, you know, to this historic yeah. area that we have.
Fredericksburg downtown, our businesses and volunteers will be at the booth where the race bids are given out, giving out brochures talking about downtown, and we also have over 20 some businesses that are offering some type of incentives or opportunities for the different runners and some of their families during that time. But it's a great way for us, as a tagline that's came out of it, what I just love, it's called Spend Your Weekend With Us Today and Plan Your Trip for Tomorrow, which is a great way for exposure for us, because it's not always that day that people will venture and experience downtown. But if they have a good experience or get some good information, they'll come back, and mm-hmm. you hope they continue to come back. So I'm just tickled to death that we have a great way to expose Fredericksburg. There's 15,000 brochures that Main Street is going to be delivering out to everybody that comes to the Wellness Expo. So it's a great start, along with we've got three cheer sections going on downtown to get people downtown to cheer on the runners through. And we've got businesses that are being open late that Friday and Saturday. It's kind of a first start, and opening early on Sunday to really support this weekend.
Well, boy, that's important, just the cheer sections, because I know, yes. Richmond does that well with races, and just to see a community do that, the people that are in races, that makes a big difference to them. When you're a runner and you have an enthusiastic community, and especially in neighborhoods where people are out cheering and have signs and things like that, and like you're saying, later they may decide they want to come back.
Yeah, we have whistles and posters that are being done. We have three. They're going to be on the 1,000 block of Princess Anne, the 1,000 block of Caroline Street, and the 2,000 block of Sophia Street. So we've got several locations that they are. And if anybody wants to participate, go on our website or just send us an email or tweet us, and we'll get you the more information on that.
Well, and again, like you say, that a lot of people will come to an event like this, and their time because of the event might be kind of short.
Mm-hmm.
But if they like what they see, you never know.
Well, you always want them to come back. And as yeah. I said, sometimes they just get a taste of what we have to offer. I mean, the nice thing about that weekend also is there's shuttles going back and forth, which are sponsored by Economic Development Tourism from the Visitor Center, Hurricam Park, and in front of Gulrich's, back and forth to the Expo Center all day on Saturday. So that really is another way to hopefully get them to come downtown without having to worry about parking or anything like that.
Yeah. Scarlett, do business owners get together and you talk among yourselves about this is coming up, or Via Calori is coming up or something, and people around you, and do you ever strategize of doing things just to get people maybe to your end of the block?
You know, honestly, not so much so, not yet.
Okay.
I know it's starting to happen a little bit. We've seen some great initiatives where businesses are starting to work together to say what can we do as a group and how can we play off of, you know, what each of us does to start to do that. I think, you know, we can start to see more of that as we improve the communication between the businesses that, you know, that's a goal to get the businesses to start to talk to each other and start to brainstorm about ideas on, you know, on what we can do to.
And we do encourage the businesses to do some strategic alliances, you know, partner with one or two other businesses that may be complementary to you or maybe mm-hmm. not, because the same person that's, you know, that has a dog or a cat is probably likes to hike, who also likes to eat good food, or maybe needs to buy a wedding present, because we're all working kind of with the same sphere of people. So if we can work together, it's amazing what will come out of that.
Totally different question. All the construction that's been going on downtown, because mm-hmm. a lot of times I see I'll see the alerts that, you know, mm-hmm. the road's going to be torn up.
Yeah.
But until I encounter it, and you're like, oh man, and then you're making. I guess you'll be glad when that kind of wraps up, because that's got to affect.
I don't know if that'll ever wrap up. I mean, we're such a we're a downtown that's growing and historic, and you know, it's always need. Work and improvement, and I think it's more just how you handle it, and that was another big first step for us last year. Is we worked with Columbia Gas, because they've been doing a lot of the new gas lines.
Yeah.
We made signs that said, you know, our businesses are still open, and that was huge. And then Ann's been an important part of being that connecting, that person that communicates and connects what work is going on with the businesses. And we got this really wonderful email from Public Works a couple weeks ago that said this was the first time they've done this level of construction with downtown, and Main Street was so important in helping communicate that to the businesses that it went, what they felt, extremely smooth.
Yeah.
And it was. We didn't hear negativity or complaints, and we were able to answer questions and funnel.
Well, I think it almost went one step further, because it was the first time that we actually asked Department of Public Works and the businesses that were affected, and Main Street is kind of the facilitator, to come together and let's talk about it. And that's where ideas were shared back and forth on how to make this least painful for everybody. It's like, yeah. We're going to have to do this, guys. How do we make this so it's at least painful? And it was great to see everybody come together, and there's some wonderful ideas that DPW did incorporate in the William Street work that we're doing with the sewer lines just recently. And that, you know, again, we had great weather, so the project that could have taken, you know, 10 days was basically done in 5 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some things that are out of our control, but it was a great way of everybody coming together and say, how do we do this best, versus it just, this is what's happening. It was a great communication tool.
Well, I found, too, that when I had to go to a couple places downtown and couldn't get there my usual way and had to park and walk, I ended up walking by some stores that I didn't know even were downtown.
Yeah. That's a new regularly occurring thing, I think, is new businesses that are opening up downtown. We just did a ribbon cutting on Friday for Spencer Devin Brewing. So Fredericksburg now has a microbrewery.
Our very first one,
which is, again, terribly exciting. And I felt like that was such a great small town moment when we were standing mm-hmm. with all their staff outside, and the mayor was there, and two city councilmen, and two women from Bangs, which is a local hair salon across the street. They yelled out, congratulations, because they've been watching the construction go on for 18 months, and it was just this really cool moment. And I know the owners were just, they were very touched and, you know, and felt very welcomed into our downtown.
Well, that's what you want, and that's boy, that's the perfect. That's what you want, Ann. You want people to feel welcome, and for
people to
be enthused about another business coming on.
Well, people want to have a good time when they're coming to Fredericksburg. I mean, I noticed the first thing when those red carpets went out on Small Business Saturday, people were actually telling me, "I never would have walked in this store before," and they discovered new stores because of a red carpet. So I see that trend continuing as we go forward with more with Shop Saturday. But you want people to have a good time and discover the new things. I mean, there's, you know, Spencer Devon opened, Mr. Postal opened on the 600 block, and then you have Vicarious Clothing, which is their ribbon cutting is in May, and they're doing they're open now, which really that's their first brick and mortar. They're an internet business, so we're seeing different stores come in, which is really nice to see.
Well, and that shows you just that slowly but surely the economy is recovering.
And I'm hearing that from some of the business owners. They had a strong January. Some of them had a strong March. One or two that were open on Easter Sunday indicated their Sundays were just as strong or stronger than their Christmas holiday sales on Sunday. So it's unusual to hear that, and that may have been, I don't know if that's a trend, but I do think that the things are looking better for the economy as a whole.
The Fredericksburg Main Street Initiative, our focus this morning with Ann Glave and Scarlett Ponce. We'll talk more about this when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
You're listening to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Voice it now on Facebook. Search News Talk 1230 WFVA and place your comments now. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about the Fredericksburg Main Street Initiative this morning with Ann Glave and Scarlett Ponce. One of the things that we probably should have done right at the beginning, Ann, is just talk a little bit about Fredericksburg Main Street Initiative, because you're still fairly new, this version of it in Fredericksburg and what you do. And you were just telling me a few minutes ago that last year, 20 new businesses downtown. That speaks well of what's happening downtown.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody realized that, but it was 20 new businesses that came down, and we're starting to collect numbers to verify what's been happening. And just in the fourth quarter of last year, there was $500,000 worth of private investments put into the downtown Main Street from our property owners and business owners. And that's a huge amount just for the fourth quarter of the year. So now that we've been able to figure out the data formulas and stuff with the city, because a lot of this is information that the city collects, we're able to hopefully go back and figure out the information for 2014. And I think it was over $1 million for just the city investment for downtown. Now, part of that, or a good part of that, is actually from the courthouse that just got completed in the fourth quarter. But people are investing in downtown, is evident from what we're seeing from the numbers. So we're excited, along with we have a huge volunteer investment, which I'll let go ahead.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite numbers, actually. We've had, Main Street gives you this formula that equates your volunteer hours into monetary investment, and we fell just under $50,000 worth of volunteer hours, and that was for
1,800 worth of hours that came in, and we actually won a Virginia Main Street Award for our volunteer investment hours, and I'm hoping to shoot for 5,000 next year. But it's great to see, because Main Street actually exists because of our volunteers. I mean, again, we're an all-volunteer organization except for myself, so it's great to see the people coming forward to offer to help.
And what that number does with the amount of hours and the monetary, it lets us know that we have a very diverse group of volunteers. So it means we have a lot of people taking on a lot of different projects. It could be everything from, planting our new spring flowers into our flower pots. It's the volunteers helping with the historic half. It's volunteers that are helping, deliver the open late flags, and we delivered the open late flags. So it's all of that.
And it shows you that those are people that want to be invested and want to be involved with the downtown in one way or another.
And it's great to see, because it is a diverse group, which is really what downtown is all about. It's your visitors. It is your residents. It's the businesses and the property owners. And we have people that are supporting Main Street that are outside of the district, because if Main Street is healthy, then the whole city is healthy, because corporations people are looking to know what's happening downtown. That's kind of a relocation tool to bring employers there, is what does downtown look like and how is the feel and excitement for downtown. So it's a big plus overall for the city.
You two, within the last, I guess it's been about a month or so now, but you were at the National Main Street convention. This is at least the second time the two of you have gone, maybe more. I know you went last year to Detroit, and then you just got back from this one. Yeah.
Yeah, we were in Atlanta, Georgia.
To go to something like that and kind of compare yourself and see what others are doing, was it a good experience again this year?
It was such a good experience. And one of the things that's really great about going to the national conference is it helps you understand trends that are happening nationwide. And that was – I went to this really great talk and workshop that talked about the health of your downtown, and they said that there's a new shift. And the new shift is that – you know, healthy downtowns attract new businesses, big businesses to your downtown because people are looking for communities to be part of. So historic downtowns are playing a really big role. For example, you know, when you look at the layout of Fredericksburg, we have a big healthcare industry. You know, how do you attract your your quality doctors, quality staff? In whether it's the healthcare field or the tech field or the government field, and it's people are looking for a community to live in and to be a part of. That they want to find a good place to live, and then that keeps the businesses thriving, and talent thriving in your local community. So you really got to hear a lot of that and see a lot of that and understand how to do that in your own community.
It's great with the seminars. I just find it really helpful. Make sure you're on track. Great ideas. Great ability to network with other people that are involved with downtown. We actually sent three of us were there and four with economic development tourism, but Dee Dee Leckie was able to join us. So it was a great exposure for – I encourage anybody to go to as many – they're open to any businesses downtown to attend the Main Street conferences.
Well, and I know last year, and I guess this year too, you sit in a lot of these seminars or you talk to other people and you can kind of get a feeling for where you're at, and you get ideas on where you want to go.
And I think we're actually doing quite well. I mean, some of the organizations that joined Main Street in the beginning are a little more, they're downtowns in need of more help than we are. I think we're kind of ahead of the curve. But it's all the same process. It all is not Band-Aids. It's looking at the bigger picture than how do we do quality programming and events and projects that improve downtown for the long haul. Because it's a 5 to 10 year process to get to the peak level, and then it's maintaining that peak level.
And making it authentic. I think that was another big thing they emphasized this year is how do you make your downtown authentic? And they said one of the most important things you can do, and the people that you really want to come to your downtown, shop in your downtown, are your locals. So you're really making a community first and foremost for your locals, and you want it to be authentic. And you're providing resources for the people that can live, walk, ride their bike to your downtown. That's first and foremost. And then you look at your surrounding community, the 10-20 mile radius, and then it's your tourists. But I thought that was a great point that they made, is you're making this authentic place for the people that already live here.
Well, and City Councilman Matt Kelly is always talking in council meetings about just the unique atmosphere that Fredericksburg has, that even though the counties have tried to do different things and offer shopping experiences, there still is something unique about the history and what's available in downtown Fredericksburg, and a lot of places don't have that.
That's definitely our differential factor from other communities trying to create that. I mean, that's many, many, many years of history that you just can't create in a year or 5 years or 10 years. And I think that's what makes Fredericksburg is so diverse. I mean, it's been a town very full of entrepreneurs in many ways from long, long time ago. So it's keeping true to kind of that uniqueness and also that historical preservation. That's weaves everything that we do. I mean, that's part of what makes downtown. If we lose that, we're losing our downtown.
Right. Fredericksburg Main Street Initiative, our focus this morning with Ann Glave and Scarlett Pons. You mentioned, Ann, just a second ago about the planters, that it's going to be time to get
it's
them
It's time
going.
For freshen our planters. So on Friday, May 8th at 8 o'clock, if you want to join us on the corner of George and Caroline Street, we'll be out swapping those out. And then our first Main Street downtown sidewalk sale is this Saturday, May the 2nd. And again, that was two merchants coming together saying they wanted to help organize that, and we got on board with that. So it was simple for us to support doing an overall. So the merchants that want to participate will have a table outside on Saturday. And then we also have, talking about the huge employers of the healthcare, the Wellness and Spa Week starts this Saturday, which is a great opportunity for people to experience some of our different services that are downtown that we don't normally have.
I saw that. I was going to ask you what down. So that must be Downtown Wellness Week.
Yes, and this is the second year. And again, this is something that another volunteer for downtown put together as a way that our services, you know, hair salons and massage therapists, yoga, and yoga and different things can get involved and have people take a sampling of what they're doing if they're not familiar with it. Also, there's many neat gift certificates that are being offered because Mother's Day is around the corner, too, so people can participate in that. But it's another way to get our downtown involved with what's happening.
The planters were just a little small thing, but I thought they made just such a huge difference downtown last year. Just they were green and fresh looking and just a great addition to things.
Again, I think it goes back to that visual to see something downtown. So we're excited about there's going to be two different plantings, one in the spring and one in the fall. So you'll be seeing some changes next in 2 weeks. So it's a great thing and one that we will continue to support for downtown.
Who watered them? Did you have volunteers come and do the watering of those, or how did that? I can't remember how that went.
We actually, that was a tough discussion that Main Street went back and forth on, and we actually are paying for that service because it was such a big deal that those planters have got to look good all the time.
Yeah,
and everybody starts out with really good intentions, but sometimes over the long haul, you know, it's like we skip here, we skip there. So it was a big enough concern for Main Street that our planters look good, that we've hired that that process to make that happen. Eventually, maybe it could turn over to a volunteer, but we need to make sure that they always look good.
Yeah. No, because you looked at some other communities, either they didn't have them, or if they had them and some of them looked good and some of the pots didn't look good. Everything looked green downtown last summer, and I just remember how that was really a nice, really a nice addition. And you're all ready to do it again.
Yeah, they need to be refreshing up a little bit from the winter time. So it's going to be a fun time. We had probably 20 people show up last year, so I expect we'll have about the same this year for that.
Okay. And the sidewalk sale, again, is coming up on this Saturday. Just a good old sidewalk sale where you walk down, and people who want to just drag some stuff out, and there it is.
Yeah.
That's a lot like the planners, where it's ideas that people, it's things that people that used to happen downtown, and then it kind of fell by the wayside because there's nobody to organize it. And like the planners came about because that was such a huge interest from the public. Like, we want to see flowers, we want to see something green, and that really came from the public saying that's what they would like to see as a first step for downtown. And the sidewalk sale is the same thing. I know that they used to be really big downtown, and then the 5 years that I've had my store, there hasn't really been a big organized sidewalk sale, but I would have customers come into my store and say, you know, downtown used to do these really great sidewalk sales. And again, the locals, the people that can walk to downtown, say, I really miss those. And then two of the store owners that have been downtown a little bit longer than I have wanted to bring that back, and they kind of came together. And with the help of Main Street now, they could say, hey, we want to do this. We think the customers are interested in this, and we can get that information out to everybody. So it's just this nice process now that people can, the store owner could come to an idea, and we say, yeah, we can send that email out to all the stores at one time. You don't have to go literally door to door.
And Ann, you're always looking for, you're as enthusiastic a person as I know, and I'm sure that anybody who comes in with ideas, as long as they're within bounds, you're going to try to make it work.
We do. I mean, if we have the capability and the people to help make it work, I mean, a lot of people have great ideas, but you've got to implement them. So we need to figure out, does this make sense for downtown as a whole, and who is going to implement that? A staff of one is real difficult to implement a lot of programs. Yeah. And the reason I think they initiatives and things we've done in the past have been so successful is because there's a group underneath me, volunteers are coming forward and saying, we would like to do this and we'll take forward. And that is what makes Main Street work, is those volunteers. Is really all I try to do is get the information out, but it's having that group of supporters to come forward. And it was just nice to have, you know, I got a phone call in the evening saying a couple of us are talking about doing the downtown. And we talked it through. And I said, well, I think we can get this through the board and develop some funding and design a poster for it. So it was pretty simple and easy to get that information done. So we're excited that people are coming forward with suggestions. And there's a couple more that are, you know, we're vetting them out right now. So I think this fall you may see some interesting things happening with different groups of organizations outside of downtown. So it's going to be curious to see what happens in the future.
It's the tools, like you mentioned, Ted. It's the ability. Main Street has the ability to give business owners certain tools to help them with these ideas that they have. And that was a big missing thing a couple years ago. And we've always wanted to be that connector and that resource to businesses. When someone says, I have this idea and I want to do this, they can, if it fits within the goals that we set at the beginning of the year, we can help them do that. And that's helped tremendously, again, with this changing with the positivity that you see downtown, mm-hmm. with the energy that you see downtown, because people feel like they can do this now, and they have a partner, and they have someone to come and talk to and to help assist them with that.
I was going to say, Main Street is not alone. I mean, we have a great network and a listserv. We can see what other Main Streets have done that have worked well, just to get other ideas or even how to tweak a current idea that we're working on that needs to be, you know, changed around for some reason. And that's a huge wealth of information that we could never pay for that is out there for us as being a Main Street community that we just tap in with, you know, as to people to look in and see what are other communities doing that we could either work on or do differently.
And I'm sure there are businesses outside of the downtown area who see some of the ideas and things that you do and would like to be part of that. So that's got to be nice if they're wanting to do some things on their own or even copy you on some things that that's a nice thing.
Well, I think if the Main Street incentives and programs that we do are successful, then other businesses will want to pick them up because there usually is a track record behind them to make sure that they work. And there's nothing wrong with taking an idea and tweaking it your own way to make it work. So we're all in this together.
And Glave Scarlett Pons here, the Fredericksburg Main Street Initiative, our focus. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
And Glave Scarlett Pons here, the Fredericksburg Main Street Initiative, our focus. Scarlett, you just mentioned a second ago about goals, and what are some of those goals?
So like you said before, we're still a very, very new Main Street community. We're basically, you know, Ann's been with us for 1 year. So I think of us as 1 year old that we've had an executive director.
And so are these the terrible twos we're going into?
This is, it's going to be the terrible twos.
No, it's the terrific twos.
Okay.
Terrific twos.
No tantrums. We promise. No tantrums. And so at the beginning of the year, we sat down to lay out three main goals for our downtown. And, you know, knowing that we can't accomplish everything in 1 year and we can't take on every great idea that we hear from our public, the goals help us focus on just what we feel like we can accomplish in the next year and also continue some of the great initiatives that we started last year. And our three goals this year is to continue to have a vibrant downtown, to grow our community engagement, and to just grow the health, the organization, the funding of our organization. And we also had, the other month, we had from National Main Street gives us support still. And we had Todd Barman, and he is from National Main Street, and he came to town for a 2.5-day hands-on workshop. And it was a pretty intense 2.5 days. We had it was open to the board members and to city and to the tourism office and to our volunteers, and he talked about the economic health of our downtown. So it was really great for this fresh set of eyes come look at our downtown. And some of the exercise that he had us do was, for example, look at what's your healthiest block downtown? Why is it the healthiest block downtown? And how can you replicate that through the rest of your downtown? He also talked about the size of our downtown. We're a small downtown, but we're not that small. Our downtown really represents three or four malls put together. So he helped us look at different sections of our downtown as different zones. Maybe you can have an area that really services the your community versus areas that service tourism versus, you know, areas that are really historic based. So that was an incredible resource for us to help us take a critical eye to our downtown and see how we can start to move it forward in a better direction.
Yeah, his final report should be to us by the end of this month. So the next couple of weeks, I hope to have that, and we'll be sharing that with the people who came. But it was interesting because he was asking us to actually look at the downtown as a whole and how is that script. So if you take a bird's eye view of downtown, what does it actually look like as to where your type of business is and the driving experience and the walking experience. I mean, you know, from the train station, from different parking lots. So it was very interesting, and I'm excited and can't wait to see his report to see what we need to do to improve. I see this as a stepping stone for us for our next goals and how we go things in the future.
And it's pulling us under that one umbrella, which I always thought our downtown's been missing. And it's not just looking at just one block or one business, but it's looking at all of us under one umbrella, which that's just fantastic. It's just a great way to move forward.
It helps all you who are business owners.
Yes.
Well, it helps everybody, even the property owners, because if they have the business, if the buildings are in great shape, people are going to want to rent them. People are going to want to live downtown. So it's really it's all of those diverse stakeholders for downtown. So it's more. That's one thing I love about Main Street. It's all encompasses. It's not just one, specifically driven. It's all of downtown. So it's the city, the business owners and the property owners and our residents.
And that brings it back to the Love Fredericksburg campaign, why I feel like that works so well, because you could be, whether you're retail or you're restaurant or you're historic or you're another nonprofit downtown, you can all tie into that Love Fredericksburg campaign. And it's nice that it's so flexible that we even, like we mentioned before, we can have the historic half marathon work with that campaign. And so, this campaign that we launched for Valentine's Day was kind of, again, testing the waters. But it's nice to see that it's working across all of our downtown.
And real quick, Ann, we talked at the beginning about bumper stickers, Love Fredericksburg bumper stickers. They are available?
They'll be available, I would say, this weekend on our website, or you pick them up probably at Liberty Town and a few other stores. But we'll be getting that information out.
Quickly. Englave Scarlett Pons, Fredericksburg Main Street Initiative. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.